New Jersey real estate headlines. Camden County property records now searchable online for NJ Real Estate Pros. The Camden County Clerk's Office has made property records from 1978 to present available through an online database that updates nightly. NJ Real Estate professionals can now research Camden County property history remotely without visiting the clerk's office, streamlining due diligence and closing timelines. Start searching records at the Camden County Clerk's online portal. New Jersey real estate headlines. Free NJ property records and GIS tools now at every Ocean County library. Ocean County Library provides free in-library access to statewide New Jersey property records, including ownership data, assessments dating to 1989, tax maps, zoning, flood zones, and interactive GIS tools. Real estate professionals can conduct due diligence, verify ownership history, and assess flood and wetland risks without subscription fees. Visit any Ocean County Library branch to access these NJ property research tools. New Jersey real estate headlines. NJ agent commission structures, how payments work in local deals. Bankrate explains how real estate agents earn commission as a percentage of a home's sale price and who pays it. NJ agents need clear frameworks for discussing commission structures with buyers and sellers in their transactions. Review Bankrate's commission breakdown to prepare for transparent client conversations. New Jersey real estate headlines, NJ commission rates, what agents need to know about earnings. Calibri Real Estate breaks down average commission rates in New Jersey, the factors that shape them, and strategies agents can use to optimize their earnings while staying current on legal changes and market trends. Understanding commission dynamics helps New Jersey agents price their services competitively and protect their income as the market evolves. Review the full guide to benchmark your commission strategy against New Jersey averages. New Jersey real estate headlines. NJ agents, how commission structures work and who pays. Bankrate explains how real estate agents earn commission as a percentage of a home sale price, what these fees typically cost, and which party pays them. NJ real estate professionals need clear, defensible explanations of commission structures for clients navigating today's evolving compensation landscape. Review Bankrate's breakdown to prepare for transparent client conversations about fees. Background and context. Why due diligence periods are getting shorter and what survives the squeeze? In tight markets, sellers compress diligence windows from 30 days to 7 to 10. The items that survive a compressed window are the ones with hard external dependencies, title work, survey, environmental phase 1, because they cannot be parallelized further. Inspections and financing contingencies tend to get squeezed first. Buyers who try to do the same diligence in one-third the time produce lower quality findings and end up with surprises at closing. Knowing what cannot be compressed is the difference between a clean close and a retrade. Build a parallel track diligence calendar. What runs concurrently and what blocks what? Background and context. Three deadlines that kill 1031 exchanges. A 1031 like-kind exchange has three hard clocks: the 45-day identification window, the 180-day close window, and the same taxpayer rule. The entity selling and buying must match. Missing any one of these collapses the deferral, exposing the full gain to tax. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture, often 25 to 30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. Engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after. Background and context. The HOA documents that matter when buying a condo, beyond the standard CC&Rs, four documents predict future assessment risk. The reserve study, is the association underfunded? The most recent two annual budgets? The delinquency report, what percent of owners are behind? And any pending litigation? A reserve study funding ratio below 30% is a yellow flag. Below 10% is red. Special assessments in underfunded associations routinely run $10,000 to $50,000 per unit and arrive with little notice. The reserve study is a legally required disclosure in most states, but most buyers never ask for it. Request the reserve study and delinquency report in writing during your diligence period.